pretty relaxed out there. Safe to say you guys have turned the page from Saturday?
Yeah, you know, you got to move on, right? The message I always tell the team is, you know, they beat us on Saturday. Don't let them beat us again on Wednesday. And that's, you know, it's a famous coaching cliche, but it's true. I think that, you know, it's we got to get past it and we got to move on. We have to learn from our mistakes. We analyzed the video pretty quickly this week. We did it yesterday morning and, you know, looked at things we could have done better and move forward.
What do you make of RSL right now, especially after their 4-0 result?
Again, it's always how it's spun by you guys. So now all of a sudden they're not one of the best teams in the league, right?
I didn't say that.
No, I know, but
that's what you think.
That's what happens. I mean, they're still a really good group, probably one of the best groups in the league, and it's going to be a tough game. And, you know, I think I look at last game as more of a one-off. They're on turf and a little bit uncomfortable surface maybe, but this is a tough team.
To have a quick turnaround, like you said, if you don't let them beat you again, you don't have all week to sit around and stew about it. You turn around and get right back to business. Do you like having a quick turnaround after a result like that?
As a player, I did. You know, as a coach, I guess I think it's, you know, it's more about, you know, the guys what the desire is to get back at it, and I feel like they're ready. I mean, just talking to them and everything, you know, they're anxious to get back on the field.
You talk after the game, obviously, defensively with some mistakes there late. Yeah. I just wonder, as a game, that's I think two of the last three now where there have been late goals, and I know that's been a little bit of a concern. When you start getting into late minutes, are you worried that guys are looking over their shoulders a little bit, waiting for the other shoe to drop?
No, not really. I would say what I worry about is how we're letting the atmospheres that are created away from home affect us.
Okay.
That's what I would say. And if you look at Portland and Toronto, in the latter stages of the game, it was crazy atmosphere. And we let that get to us. And then this is where I'm saying to the guys, rise to the occasion. Enjoy what the crowd is doing. Enjoy the pressure and thrive in it. And I think we could have done better in that game and in Portland as well.
When you handled that very well in Seattle, for example, I remember you were happy with
I agree. And it was a little different. They were a man down, as was Portland. But I think for some reason, the score being tied, we were the one pushing the game, and Seattle was content to drop back and defend that tie.
Yeah.
And Portland was clearly going for it, and we could have been better, as was Toronto when they're behind the ball.
So you're not too worried then, as far as from a mental standpoint of guys just not, like I said, looking over their shoulder?
You don't know. I think in this process, you need games like that to grow. If you don't have like that, if you're not tested like that, then you're not pushed. And when you get pushed to a limit, you know, you're forced to grow and mature as a team. And I think that's what these games are doing.
So does a result like that make you look more at a lineup? Do you look at making more changes?
No, we said going into this week that we're going to handle it differently. We said there's going to be changes. And, you know, the next lineup we play, I wouldn't necessarily look into if we're happy or not with the performance of those individuals. But we want to get some fresh bodies on the field. Yeah. And we purposely plan the week like that.
How many points did you look at today? I mean,
should we have had?
No, going into this week, you want 2, you want 4, you want 6. I know.
I want 9.
Ideally,
you want 9 points. That's not going to happen now. Right now, we can get 6, and you know, you want to focus on one at a time. I mean, you want to get the first 3 in the week, and that starts on Wednesday.
You mentioned in the Seattle game, you felt like you guys were pushing them; they were sitting back. Does that not seem to be the sense anymore, you know, in those games on the road? Are you guys not pushing as much late in games? I mean, what's been the difference, I guess? Has there been a change?
Listen, you could look back on the games. I don't want to make excuses for any of these games, but the home team was down in those games.
Right?
So
yeah, obviously they're desperate. In Seattle,
It's desperation. In Seattle, they were even. So they could say, okay, you were down a man, we can live with the point in this case. And it was a different type of game. And which I would expect a team that's playing at home down a goal to push more. And again, this is part of our learning as a group and part of our maturity as a group to deal with that. And not only deal with it, but use that as a way to get a counterattack and get a third goal.
RSL's been not only consistent this year, but you know, kind of set the tone for the league the last several years.
Yeah.
You know, they've been fairly consistent. What do you see out of them that's made them so consistent? I mean, even with Kreiss gone this year, they've continued.
Well, there's a couple things. You know, the first thing is that they have a core group of players that has by and large stuck together. They have a system that they play, which hasn't changed much, and they had consistent coaching staff. You know, even with Jason gone, you know, Jeff has been around that operation for a long time. And they have a consistent front office. You know, when you look at Garth, what he's done, you know, he's certainly a good thinker in this league and goes about his business in a good way.
Don't see Will out here. What's his status?
Will went inside early, and we're going to evaluate him later today. And I think, you know, there'll be more news on the injury report, but he'll probably be listed as questionable, I'd say, right?
I haven't seen the injury report yet, but
it's probably questionable.
It was something that happened in training?
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, we didn't even notice it.
Okay.
It was somewhere. He kept training for another 15 minutes after, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm a little sore. And then you know, we looked, and he tweaked his knee a little bit, but I don't think it's too bad.
Okay.
How significant would be your changes for Wednesday from what you've had?
We're going to mix it up a little bit. You know, I think it's a good opportunity to get some guys on the field, some fresh legs on the field, and it's testing the depth of this group, and I think that's what's important. When you see the lineup that ended the game in Toronto, you know, there's a lot of new faces, and, you know, it was a great opportunity for these guys to get battle tested and to have to perform under some pressure.